World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. The World Cup is over, but the consequences are already changing shape. The freshest football question this morning is not who lifted the trophy. It is what happens to the players and institutions that have to live with the tournament after the confetti is gone. Today, Rodri is at the center of that question. BBC Sport reports that Manchester City are managing a serious dilemma around the Spain midfielder, with Rodri set for back surgery and a long recovery period. There is also transfer speculation, including Real Madrid interest, but the important point is bigger than a rumor. Spain's champion midfield was built around a player whose value is easy to feel and hard to replace. Rodri gave that team rhythm, authority, and the calm to make difficult football look simple. For me, the real story is the timing. Yesterday, the question was what the World Cup left behind for fans and for the tournament's public image. Today, the question is what the tournament has taken out of the people who made it possible. Rodri is the human face of that shift, a champion dealing with the body's limits at exactly the moment his football has made his importance impossible to ignore. That is the real warning sign. There is a tactical consequence here, too. Spain do not simply lose a central midfielder if Rodri's recovery is extended. They lose the player who connects their first pass to their final pressure and the player who turns possession from a style into control. The next cycle will ask whether Spain can preserve the idea without asking one person to carry it. That is where the pressure moves next. Not onto a headline replacement, but onto the whole structure around him. The second thread is the market noise around Rodri. Reports have pointed to Real Madrid's interest, while Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca has played down the idea that City's situation automatically means a transfer is coming. That distinction matters. An injury update is a football fact. A transfer story is a possibility. They should not be blended into one confident conclusion. And emotionally, this is a strange moment for Rodri. He is not being discussed as a player who failed. He is being discussed as a player so central that every month of absence changes the conversation around two major teams. That can sound like a compliment, but it is also a burden. The person becomes the system, and the system becomes vulnerable when the person cannot play. Honestly, that is what people are underestimating. Recovery is not a footnote to the story. It is the story. The body sets the timetable, not the transfer window. The wider Spanish question is now much more interesting than a simple title defense. The champions have to decide what remains non-negotiable. Is it the passing rhythm? The high press? The distances between midfield and defense? Or is Rodri's control so specific that Spain need to evolve rather than imitate him? This is not a demand for instant answers. It is a reminder that a tournament win can freeze a team in the public imagination, while the actual team keeps changing. Rodri's absence forces Spain to show whether they have a football identity or one extraordinary stabilizer holding the identity together. That is the next test for the champions. Continuity without copying. There is also an institutional thread today. BBC reports that the International Olympic Committee says a complaint involving FIFA president Gianni Infantino falls outside the IOC's scope. That is a narrow procedural development, not a verdict on the broader arguments around FIFA. But it matters because the World Cup's afterlife is now being negotiated in two different languages: football language, about players and teams, and governance language, about who is accountable to whom. The careful reading is important here. The IOC saying a complaint is outside its scope does not settle every criticism of Infantino. And it does not confirm every allegation surrounding football governance. It tells us where that particular process can and cannot go. For listeners, that may sound dry, but institutions shape the tournament as surely as tactics do. They decide how pressure is handled, how complaints travel, and whether fans believe the people in charge are answerable. The human face of this story is not a star taking a penalty. It is the supporter trying to understand who is responsible when a promise, a rule, or a public commitment becomes controversial. That is a different kind of football emotion. Less dramatic, but persistent. The punchline is simple. A process stopping is not the same thing as a question disappearing. For North American listeners, the post-tournament mood is especially revealing. The 2026 event delivered scale, visibility, and a huge audience, but the arguments about affordability, access, and what the host region gained or paid have not vanished. The immediate news cycle is not giving us a new United States or Canada match story today, and I do not think we should manufacture one. That restraint is part of good coverage. But the host region question is still present in the background. A World Cup becomes a lasting success only if the people who live around it feel they were participants, not just a market. That means transport, ticket access, local celebration, and the ability to keep caring after the final whistle. The tournament's image is made by the biggest moments, but its legacy is made by ordinary people explaining what it felt like to be there. That is why the fan story is not off-pitch decoration. It is the final score of the host experience. The social media conversation is moving in the same direction. Rodri's injury and the possibility of a long recovery are being amplified because they connect several anxieties at once. The cost of elite football, the fragility of a champion, and the fear that a team's identity can disappear with one player. The strongest fan discussion is not really about transfer gossip. It is about what football owes to the athletes who make its grand narratives possible. That does not mean every viral post is evidence. It means the reaction tells us what supporters are emotionally tracking. They are watching the player, the medical timeline, and the future of Spain all at once. A good podcast should separate the verified update from the feeling around it. Today, the verified update is Rodri's surgery news. The feeling is uncertainty, and uncertainty is often the most honest headline in sport. So here is what I am watching next. Rodri's recovery timetable, and whether Manchester City give us a clearer medical picture. Spain's midfield choices, not as a panic replacement exercise, but as a test of depth. The way FIFA governance disputes move forward outside the IOC route. And, in North America, whether the conversation about the tournament's cost and access becomes a real legacy debate or fades into nostalgia. The World Cup may have ended with Spain's control, but its next chapter is about limits. The limits of a body, the limits of an institution, and the limits of a host's promise. That is a more human story than the trophy image, because it asks what happens when everyone goes home. I think that is the real change from yesterday. The celebration was the subject then. Responsibility is the subject now. See you tomorrow.